You are listening to WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana, heard worldwide on Jazz Radio, WETF.org. This is the Jazz Focus, and my name is John Clark. Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to be listening to a selection from four albums that were released, actually CDs, in the late 1990s and very early 2000s by the Dutch Jazz Orchestra. I'm not sure if they're still together or not. I'm not sure if they were state-sponsored by the powers that be in Holland or not, but it's an exceptionally good orchestra, and they were devoted to, as the literature says, special projects in jazz. And the four albums that we're going to be listening to were all devoted to the music of Billy Strayhorn, a fine pianist and arranger and composer who was Duke Ellington's right-hand man for much of his career, and then went off in his own direction. And there's a very wide selection of music, things that Strayhorn did even when he was in high school, all the way up to the very end of his life. Show music, big band music, vocal backgrounds, all kinds of different things. And most of it was music that had never been released or never been published. And somehow the Dutch Jazz Orchestra got their hands on it, and they had it all arranged and made some beautiful recordings. So these were all done between 1995 and 2002, and in the time before and after, they've done projects on Mary Lou Williams, Gil Evans, Robert Radna, or Madna, I think his name was, lots of different things, all really top-shelf playing and soloing by Dutch jazz musicians, and I'll be telling you who the soloists are as we go. So the first tune that we heard was an interesting swinger. It was called Hipper Bug, HIPPER-BUG, and it was created by Billy Strayhorn for the Ellington Band in 1941. And here we have featured Toon Roos on tenor sax. He was the primary soloist, I think you'd have to say, in this band. An outstanding tenor player whose style really ran a gamut of influences. We are also going to hear, or we also did hear, Rob Van Bavel on piano, and Ak van Ruijen on flugelhorn. He also was featured quite heavily, almost exclusively on flugelhorn. This is a standard big band of eight brass, five reeds, and a four-piece rhythm section. There's also a singer who we're not going to hear on this particular podcast, but I think we're going to be featuring some more recordings by this band later on. So after Hipper Bug, we went on to a tune called Blue Heart, published in 1946, also called Paradise, by the way, and features the beautiful alto sax playing of Albert Beltman, who also was involved in producing these recordings. He had the Johnny Hodges style down very, very well indeed. For our next set, we're going to start with an arrangement that Strayhorn did of the Irving Berlin tune Remember. This is dated 1938, before he actually joined the Ellington Band, and it features a trombone solo by Ilja Reingoud. Pardon me on some of these names, but the playing is just fantastic on all of these, the ensemble playing and the solos. Then we're going to go to Falderal, another 1946 tune featuring Van Bavel on piano and introducing John Ruocco on clarinet, playing a very swing style, almost into the bebop era as well. Then we're going to hear a baritone sax feature. Nils van Haften plays Barry on the Rubel and Magnusson tune called I'll Buy That Dream, an arrangement that Strayhorn did about 1944 to 45. Then we're going to finish off that set with a 1940 tune that Strayhorn did for Ellington that was never recorded called Joe, J-O, with Rob Madna on piano, Ruud Bruls on trumpet, and Jan Voogd on bass, featuring the rhythm section there and trumpet. So those are our tunes coming up. The Dutch Jazz Orchestra playing the arrangements and compositions occasionally of Billy Strayhorn, Remember, Falderal, I'll Buy That Dream, and Joe.
We'll be right back.
So that's the Dutch Jazz Orchestra, directed by Jerry Van Ruyen, and playing the music of Billy Strayhorn. We started out with that nice arrangement of the Irving Berlin tune Remember, which Strayhorn did in 1938. We're told for a rehearsal band he worked with, I guess, in the D.C. area. And that featured Ilja Reingold on trombone and had some nice voicings. It was a nice dance band arrangement, not like the more forward-looking things he did later on, including some of the things we heard coming up after that. For example, Falderal, which he did for the Ellington Band in 1946. We had an excellent clarinet solo in the Jimmy Hamilton style by John Rocco and Rob Van Bavel on piano as well. Then a nice baritone sax feature on I'll Buy That Dream, done in 1944-45, thereabouts, for the Ellington Band to feature Harry Carney, here done by Nils Van Haften. That was taken from the album You Go to My Head, Billy Strayhorn and Standards. As I said, there were four CDs done by this band, all for Challenge Records in the late 1990s and early 2000s. All the other tunes from this set were taken from the CD So This Is Love, more newly discovered works of Billy Strayhorn. So after I'll Buy That Dream, we finished up with a tune called Joe, done for the Ellington Band in 1940. Rob Madna on piano. As I said, his compositions, Rob Madna's, were celebrated in another issue that came a little bit later on the by the Dutch Jazz Orchestra. Also featured on that was Ruud Broos on trumpet and Jan Voud on bass. So good rhythm section feature as well. So we're going to move on to another tune from the same CD. This is called Tiffany from 1955, and this features quite a few solos. John Ruocco again on clarinet, Toon Roos on tenor sax, Ilja Reingold on trombone, Rob Van Bavel on piano, and Ruud Broos on trumpet. So a good, more outwardly swinging jazz arrangement, I guess you'd have to say. From that point, we're going to go to a beautiful tune called Blue Star. And this is a great feature for Toon Roos on tenor sax, almost in the style of Johnny Hodges' ballad features. This was done in 1940 to 42, apparently to feature Ben Webster. I believe it was recorded in some form, but this is the fully realized Billy Strayhorn feature with Toon Roos doing his Ben Webster best, although I would have to say he sounds a little more like Paul Gonzalez from a later version of the Ellington Band. Then we're going to go on to a late period tune by Strayhorn called The Hues, H-U-E-S, which was composed later in his life, sometime probably in the late 50s or during the 1960s. The arrangement here was done by Walter Van Loor, I guess from a manuscript by Strayhorn. This is another swinger that features Rob Van Bavel again on piano, Frans Vanderhoeven on bass, Martin Sawyer on trombone, John Rocco again on clarinet, Mike Booth on trumpet, and Toon Roos on tenor sax. Then we're going to finish up with a piano feature that Ellington recorded in a couple of different ways over the years. This is called Tonk. That was dated 1940 and comes from the CD Portrait of a Silk Thread, newly discovered works of Billy Strayhorn. Again, all of these recorded more or less between 1995 and 2002 by the Dutch Jazz Orchestra. So that's our set coming up. Tiffany, Blue Star, Hues, and Tonk.
Thank you.
Dutch Jazz Orchestra, arrangements and compositions by Billy Strayhorn. We started out with Tiffany, dating from about 1955, featuring many of the soloists of this band, John Ruocco on clarinet, Toon Roos on tenor sax, Ilja Rangel on trombone, Rob Van Bavel on piano, and Ruud Broyles on trumpet. Very good playing all the way through there, and of course the usual superb writing by Billy Strayhorn. From there we went on to that very evocative piece, Blue Star, which I think does exist in a recording by the Ellington Band on a transcription or something, featuring Ben Webster, here featuring Toon Roos on that 1940-41-42 composition and arrangement by Billy Strayhorn. Then we heard the tune The Hues, H-U-E-S, from the later part of Billy Strayhorn's career, another swinger, featuring Roos again on tenor sax, Ruocco on clarinet, Mike Booth on trumpet, Martin Sawyer on trombone, and Franz Vanderhoeven on bass, as well as Rob Van Bavel on piano. Some really fine playing there as well. Then we ended up with Tonk, that kind of unusual piano feature, featuring Rob Van Bavel, and that was a Billy Strayhorn tune from 1940. I believe he recorded it with Ellington as a two-handed or four-handed piano composition. Tonk was a card game, as I recall, so kind of an interesting, bouncy little piece there. So I hope you've enjoyed this kind of odd show. Very interesting band, the Dutch Jazz Orchestra, and very well thought out program of Billy Strayhorn pieces. Really fine, fine playing here by all the players, done in the late 1990s and early 2000s, all for Challenge Records. So we're going to finish up with two tunes. The first one is titled Lonely Again, composed by Billy Strayhorn in 1935. This arrangement dates from 1938, and the tune was later retitled Lush Life, so it'll sound familiar. And here it's a clarinet feature for John Ruocco, with Jan Usthoff on trumpet a little bit later as well. Then we're going to finish up with a kind of a fun little tune called Bagatelle. This is another one of those swingers that features members of the band. This is from the late 1950s, the pen of Billy Strayhorn. Nils van Haften on baritone sax, John Ruocco again on clarinet, and Ilja Rangel again on trombone. So this is the Billy Strayhorn project by the Dutch Jazz Orchestra. We are the Jazz Focus. I am John Clark, and you are you. We are all here together on WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana, worldwide on jazzradio.wetf.org. So thank you very much, and tune in again next week.